Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-572-8423. 1-800-572-8423. 1-800-572-8423.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to Nate and the Noise.
32 after. Nate Lundy, Sean Drotar, SB Nation Radio. Thank you for being with us here on this Tuesday morning. We've done a lot of reaction to the national championship game last night, but obviously the divisional round of the playoffs upcoming. Four eliminated, and now four teams will play this weekend that had the first round bye, obviously. To talk about things from the Falcons' perspective, Gina Thomas joins us, part of SB Nation covering the Falcons. Gina, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Doing well. Before we get to some of the specifics of this weekend, we know obviously there were the antics of the Giants players on the boat. We know that Andy Reid gave a lot of the Chiefs players the time off. How did the Falcons spend the bye week?
The Falcons mostly spent the bye week working. They practiced last week. They got back to fundamentals. So that's something that teams don't usually have the luxury of doing during the season. But since they couldn't game plan or prepare for a specific opponent, they spent all of last week really focused on cleaning up some of their fundamentals and trying to get a little bit better as a team. They did get a couple of days off over the weekend, but I know a lot of the guys just got together and watched the wild card games. So I think that they had actually a pretty low-key weekend.
What is their comfort level coming into this game? Obviously, this is a team that they lost to earlier in the season. They're fully aware of the threat that Seattle presents, especially now that they appear to have a running game going again. But when you look at this Falcons team now, they seem to be in a different place mentally than maybe they were the last time they faced the Seahawks.
I think that they definitely are. It's worth keeping in mind that the last time they faced the Seahawks, they were on the road on the West Coast for back-to-back weeks. They actually stayed out in they went directly to Washington after beating the Broncos in week 5. And so they hadn't been home. You know, I think that that was a factor. It's very difficult to play in CenturyLink Field. It's very loud. And the Seahawks are a very good team. So they're tough, but they're actually a little bit less tough on the road this year. So I think bringing them into the Georgia Dome, being in that home environment, having the luxury of a week off to get healthy and rest. And then they really are a different team at this point of the season. I think that the offensive confidence especially has developed over the past several weeks toward the end of the season. So I think that they are feeling very confident going into this matchup.
Speaking of the differences in teams, confidence level, et cetera, has there been any distraction to Kyle Shanahan's name being linked to so many job openings right now, Gina?
You know, I have to say, I think that there probably always is some element of that, but I think that the team and Shanahan in particular are handling it very well. Shanahan scheduled those interviews for the days off, so on Friday and Saturday when the team wasn't working at all. And he really did try to keep the focus on the team this week. And I think Shanahan understands that the reason that he's getting so much attention as a head coach candidate is because of his performance as Atlanta's offensive coordinator. And I think he is very committed to seeing that through, regardless of what happens with these head coach opportunities.
Last matchup, when you saw Julio Jones play pretty well, is this really going to be the key again? Do they intend on maybe moving Julio around, or are they going to let him just go at Richard Sherman and let Matt Ryan maybe just take it as it goes?
I think that one thing that Shanahan is really good at is kind of reading the opposing defense and adjusting to what they're doing. So I think a lot of that's going to depend on how Shanahan sees he can exploit whatever Seattle is doing. So it's largely going to depend on what the Seahawks do defensively in terms of how they use Julio. I do think, you know, over the past few weeks, Julio's been hobbled with this toe injury. It's a toe sprain. They said it wasn't turf toe, and that may be kind of a semantic issue. But he is apparently much better especially after last week, getting an opportunity to really rest that and heal up. So I think that they will be able to use him effectively this week against Seattle.
Gina Thomas with us talking Falcons as we preview the upcoming divisional weekend. Gina, what's different about Matt Ryan going with this postseason to the Matt Ryan that has been in the postseason before?
I think, again, it really comes back to that confidence, and there are a few reasons for that. Over the past few seasons, Ryan has taken a ton of hits, and this offseason they added Alex Mack. I think that that's really an underrated element of Atlanta's offensive success this season, because when you watch Ryan drop back, he just has a different level of confidence that we haven't necessarily seen from him at any point in his career. And so I think just the stability there in the center of the line has made a huge difference for him. The other aspect is the wide receiver depth. And, you know, you've got Ryan hitting 13 different receivers for touchdowns this season. That's an NFL record. It's been amazing the way that he's been able to spread the ball around, whether it's to Julio Jones or to DJ Tialavia, who's, you know, an undrafted free agent tight end who spent a couple of seasons on the practice squad and caught a touchdown in his very first game on, or I'm sorry, his second game on the active roster. It's his first game this season on the active roster. So it's been amazing to see him spread that ball around. And I think the chemistry that he has with the receivers all throughout the depth chart and at every position on offense has made a huge difference. So I think that those are really the two biggest elements for Ryan this season going into this postseason.
We've seen the maturation of the Atlanta running game occur over the course of the season. It really exploded in many ways, and you saw that two-headed monster against Denver the week before that Seattle loss. But in that Seattle loss, Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman weren't very effective, 50 yards total between the two of them. Do you expect that to be different? Is this going to be a focus for Atlanta to make sure they get the ground game moving?
Yeah, the ground game is always a focus for Atlanta because of the way that it opens things up in the passing game, and especially just keeping the pocket clean for Ryan and taking some of that pressure off. It's really important to get guys going on the ground. I do think that Tevin and Devontae have both improved over the season, too, and just have gotten a better feel for the way that the line blocks and that sort of thing. So I think that they will be a little bit more effective this week, but Seattle does have a very tough defense, so it's not going to be an easy road for Atlanta's run game.
Great stuff. Gina Thomas, always with great perspective on the Falcons for us when we need to dive into what's happening in Atlanta. Enjoy the game this weekend, Gina. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Gina Thomas with us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click to find out how much you could save. Gina's on Twitter at Gina Thomas. It's J-E-A-N-N-A. Gina Thomas, if you want to follow her, is part of the Falcoholic, which is the Falcon site that's part of SB Nation. But great stuff. She's joined us before on the show numerous times to keep track of what's going on with Atlanta. I've got to think, Sean, you know, going back to the question that we asked right there at the beginning about the Kyle Shanahan, I agree that it's not a distraction, but at the same time, it's just kind of floating out there. You know, I mean, obviously, you take a guy like Matt Ryan, he's had different offensive coordinators. He's had, you know, I mean, some of these guys that have been in the league for a while have dealt with multiple coaches over the course of their careers. And if next year is another change in that, then so be it. But I wonder sometimes, I don't think it's as much of a distraction to the pros as it is in college, but I just wonder how much of it sort of floats in the back of your mind, like, is this going to be one of my last games I'm playing for this guy?
Yeah, probably a bit, but I think the distraction is lessened by the fact that I think the way that the Falcons have played, the way Matt Ryan has played, has basically ensured that Kyle Shanahan will be a head coach somewhere else next year for a while now. It's not new. It's not all of a sudden he became the new hot name over the last couple of weeks. I think that's probably a little more impactful when you have a guy that's a bit of a surprise candidate for a lot of head coaching jobs. When you expected this to occur, I don't think it's quite as much of an effect because you've known for a while, if you're Matt Ryan, that, yeah, the when they eventually lose or if they eventually win, that's probably the end of your relationship with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, and you're also looking at, I mean, I think they've got, I do think Atlanta beats Seattle this weekend. And so you're looking at another week. This is going to continue to go because Kyle Shanahan's not going anywhere until the Falcons are done. Obviously, if you're Atlanta, you're hoping that goes all the way to Houston on February 5th and that he's not being talked about as head coach until after all of that. So this could continue to drag on for a little while. And you know, Sean, how this works, that eventually somebody's going to leak this stuff, you know? So let's say that the Broncos interview Vance Joseph today and they decide that that's not their guy, that they want either Shanahan or Tobe, right? Well, if Vance Joseph doesn't get offered the job in the next 48 hours, then you know that Vance Joseph is not getting the job that they're holding out for one of those other two guys. So now you're on one of those teams and you're saying, okay, our guy is leaving. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
And then it's who leaks it. Then it's how soon does Schefter or Mort or whomever.
And then the questions become a little more pointed, and then I think it does become more of a distraction.
Nobody's going to pull a Nick Saban and kick the guy to the curb. The Falcons are not going to kick Kyle Shanahan to the curb, even if they know for a fact that he's taking one of these jobs. It's not going to be like what they did with Lane Kiffin when he took went to Boca Raton to do FAU. And Saban said, see ya. This is a problem. I don't think that's going to be the case within the NFL. It just operates differently. But you just wonder, how long does it take before something like that winds up happening? 42 minutes after the hour with Sean Drotar and Nate Lundy, SB Nation Radio.
Hey, this is Eric Bischoff. Do me a favor. Catch my show, Bischoff on Wrestling, every Wednesday night or anytime on demand at iTunes, Google Play, or Podcast Arena. All you got to do is search Bischoff on Wrestling and do me a favor. Subscribe so you don't miss a beat. That's Bischoff on Wrestling, the podcast.
Hey, it's Sean Salisbury, and the sales guys just gave me this copy from MyPillow, but I don't need it. See, MyPillow's changed my life. I'm serious, and it'll change yours. For years, I couldn't get to sleep. I tossed and I turned, trying to get in just the right position to get some rest. I'd stack two or three pillows on the bed, then throw them off the bed, lay them on the mattress. Nothing worked. I'd lay on the mattress. Then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble, my tossing and turning, and my neck trouble all went away. This is no joke. I've had neck surgery. It's no cheesy sales gimmick. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you need to buy one now. They're so